I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Yeah, how about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
Just drive, baby.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
It is time for the Drive to the Close. Jim Russell back with us, principal and portfolio manager over at Ball & Gaynor. The firm has over $24 billion in assets under management. Jim joining us on the phone from Cincinnati. Happy Friday. Nice to talk with you once again. I pulled up the S&P 500. Lo and behold, am I right? It's really up 4.7% this week?
I think that's right. I think we've got a very, very nice bounce here. Much of this, maybe it was a little overdone on the downside last week, a little bit of catch up this week. Of course, we've had Chairman Powell come to the rescue to some extent from a sentiment standpoint, as well as optimism around tomorrow's dinner in the G20. So we'll have to see what happens here.
All right, so let's talk about that dinner, because I feel like we've been talking about it for weeks. I mean, even
right.
it felt like it took center stage just as we were, certainly as we got past the midterm elections here in the U.S. What do you, as an investor, what do you need to see out of that, or what do you expect to see out of it?
You know, what we expect is probably no different than probably a lot of your other guests, and that is we'll have the two principals at the table. I will have seven advisors on each side. And usually when that is the format, nothing of substance in terms of detailed problem solving really comes about. What really happens is an agreement to start the discussions maybe later in December, maybe in January. Maybe a framework on what those are. It's our understanding that perhaps the tariffs that are maybe scheduled, for additional tariffs on the Chinese imports maybe get put on hold here a little bit. The market is looking forward to that. I think that some of this is already discounted maybe in this week's pricing in the equity market anyway. So I wouldn't be surprised if the weekend's announcements are consistent with that expectation.
So if we get through the weekend, which we all hope we do, and U.S. and China trade negotiations, and then we get through the jobs report next week.
Right.
I'm curious, and then, of course, we have the Fed meeting in December. I am curious where you think the market should be focusing right now. And I bring up things like fundamentals, valuations. They've come way down. I'm just curious where you think investors should really be focusing on to get a true idea of maybe what comes next from the equity trade.
Right. Carol, thank you for asking. I would tell you that we are very glad that perhaps the market starts to focus a bit more on fundamentals, on valuation, on top line, on dividends, on balance sheets. That's where we focus at Ball & Gaynor. We are an equity income growth shop. We focus on cash flows. And we do think that that focus and the step down, by the way, of the earnings growth that's going to be 20% this year, full year 2018, is going to step down to something that looks like 7, 8, or 9 next year. And we do think that with that slowdown in earnings growth, perhaps a rotation away from all FANG all the time or all growth all the time becomes a little bit more operative. So I can see a scenario, without reaching too far, that 2019, shades of gray type of stuff, not absolute, but a little bit of move from growth to value and to a little higher quality security where dividends matter. Because we do think that returns will be, let's just call it mid-single digit next year. This year, for instance, we've had a market where the earnings were up 20%. The market's up 3 or 4%. So PE multiples have come in quite a bit. So the market has actually gotten cheaper as we have run through 2018. So we don't think market valuations are suspect on the high side. We think stock selection is going to be paramount next year.
And so as you talk to your clients, as they call you up on the phone or you're doing your check-ins, what's the number one concern they have going into 19? Because I would imagine you're doing some future planning and at this point, thinking about all these economic trends that you've been discussing. What's on their minds?
Our clients are telling us the following, and this is both on the institutional and private client side. Hey, we've had a pretty good run here for several years. Just don't lose it. We don't have to reach for the moon and stars. We don't have to top tick and beat the index by some sort of margin. But what we do not want to do is lose what we've gained over the last several years. That's important. So playing a little bit of defense seems to be on everybody's mind here.
Jim Russell, Principal and Portfolio Manager out at Ball and Gaynor in Cincinnati. We really appreciate it. Have a great weekend and happy December. Carol,
can you believe?
Just taking a look, and I think this is just a signal that it is Friday afternoon. We were talking about the most read stories, that number one was the hack. Number two is beer. Beer is now number one.
So people are already thinking about
so
the
people
weekend.
Are sort of sliding into a Friday afternoon.
If you're trying to be more upbeat, certainly about the equity markets, this has been a bullish risk on trade this week.
Yep.
S&P 500 up 4.6%. You've got the NASDAQ up about 5.5%. Let me do a quick weekly check on what the Dow's doing here on the Bloomberg. Up about 5%. This is a very different trend than we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks. Volatility definitely back in force, but the week before we were down more than 4% on the Dow. So, maybe you're celebrating. Maybe you're getting, what is that, light beer for you people who work out?
Michelob Ultra. Thank you for bringing it back to beer, because I felt a little unvalidated there, because I was like trying to have fun and be like, hey, let's talk about beer. And like, can we talk about the markets a little bit? It's the Drive to the Close.
Have you looked at your 401k lately?
Can you bring it back? You bring it back? I feel like somewhere Taylor Riggs is like, yes, can we talk about the markets? And she's in Iceland at the moment. Anyway.
This is why we love Taylor.
This is indeed. All right. You are listening to Bloomberg Business Week. We are, as Carol mentioned, we are enjoying the fruits here toward the end.
I got him to talk about the markets.
A little bit of a rally. We're getting closer and closer to the close of trading. You are listening to Bloomberg Business Week here on Bloomberg Radio.
I could have talked about auctions. Just saying.